Thanks, guys. Hello?
Hey, Bob. It's Brendan from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Yes, good. How are you?
Good, good. Is now still a good time to talk?
I can briefly. I'm heading into another meeting in about 15 minutes here, but I can kind of have an overview with you.
Are you sure you want me to? I can wait till after the meeting.
I'll tell you what. Here's what I've got going as far as I'm working with, and you tell me if you're in the ball game here.
Sure.
Because I don't want to waste your time or my time, because I know there's a lot of information that has to be collected and then analyzed. And I'm working with another entity like you, and then I'm also working with Bank of the West, which is a local bank here that I've worked with for a number of years.
Right.
Well, you know, and with Bank of the West, the thing that I'm working on with them is an SBA product that's you're probably familiar with it, but it's a 10-year note product, and it's in anywhere from $150,000 to $350,000, and it's a non-secured loan with SBA based upon, you know, equipment purchases, marketing, all that kind of stuff. And so I just started that process with them yesterday.
Okay.
And so that's one of the things, and obviously that's a very favorable monthly payment rate, but the closing costs and the bank charges are negative, because obviously SBA's you pay a lot of bank charges on that sucker to get started.
So yeah, gotcha.
Anyway, that's one I'm doing, and the other one is another. I would say that's probably an entity like you, and I'm dealing with between $100,000 to $200,000 request for a 5-year note.
Okay.
And I've been told that I can get probably between 6% and 8% on that, if everything comes in the way they want. No.
6% or 8% of the 6 or 8% of the 200 or the 100 to the 200.
Yeah, in that range somewhere. Yeah.
6% to 8%. Okay. Okay. What's the name of this that secondary lending source, if you don't mind?
Well, no, I'd probably want to keep that.
Okay, yeah.
Competition kind of free here, so we're going across the board.
Yeah,
and
no,
I'm going to be giving them exactly the same information I'm giving you if I along that process. So
okay,
that's kind of what I'm looking at, and you know, again, my background, you know, I've been doing this for over 40 years now, and right now I have basically my makeup, just to kind of give you, I have two S corps. One is Bigger, Faster, Stronger. One is Pro Elite Strength Systems.
Bigger, Faster, Stronger. Sorry, Pro Elite.
Pro Elite Strength Systems.
Strength Systems. Okay, got it.
Okay, and then my third entity is the building that I am in. And so I have an LLC that owns the building. That building is worth, and I've gone through this because I just had it refinanced. The building's worth about $1.4 million, and the loan I have on the building is
$684,000.
So that kind of is off in the side, and I know that's good for you to know based upon the foundation of my you know, financing. And then the overall picture.
Okay.
Here's what I got for you.
Uh-huh.
We started this company in Bigger, Faster, Stronger in 19, and probably, you know what I should do is I should put this in written form and make it easier for you guys to deal with it. I just thought of that right now. But in any case, I'll give you an overview and see what you think.
Yeah, sure.
I have, I started the company with my senior partner, Dr. Greg Shepard, and the company Bigger, Faster, Stronger was actually started in 1976.
Okay.
And long story short, in 1995, we started the manufacturing facility called Pro Elite Strength Systems.
Okay.
Throughout that period of time, I had a group of partners. One was Dr. Shepard, who was the original co-founder of Bigger, Faster, Stronger, along with me. And then another partner in that mix, and then a partner on the Pro Elite side. So there was four people with a couple smaller partners involved.
Okay.
As of 2014, all of those partners have been bought out. And again, through that process, the setup of ownership of ProLead Strength System right now is 100% me.
Okay.
The Bigger, Faster, Stronger ownership is set up where I own 75%, my son owns 20%, and he is now president of the company, and my daughter owns 5%.
Okay.
So now this process of control, of cleanup. Now, obviously, my market, to kind of give you a percentage here, my market is predominantly the high school market. That's where I do most of my business. In 2008, you know, obviously everything went through, you know, started falling down for everybody. But that was my best year, and a combination sales between the two companies was about $10
million. 2008. Oh, wow. That's pretty good for that timing.
Yeah, I mean, we were, you know, again, schools were a year behind everything. So 07 it kind of hit, but 08 is when we were still okay, and then we started going downhill from that time.
Okay.
So now my total business right now as of today between the two companies will be a little less than $5 million.
Okay, so that's between Bigger, Faster, Stronger and Pro Elite?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
And why I'm kind of telling you all this is because, you know, when you go and look for a lending institution, obviously you got to have the numbers, but you also have to have the story too.
Right, yeah, and now you're doing my job for me.
Yeah, and... Well, I mean, hey, I know this is about borrowing money and getting people to trust that you've got a good business plan.
Yep.
And I'm pretty confident of our business plan. I've been doing it a long time. And the process now is, just to kind of give you an overview.
Right.
I don't know how familiar you are or if you ever heard of Bigger, Faster, Stronger. Predominantly in the high school market. We have been, like I say, around a very long time. We have worked with schools all across the country. We are now engaged in a number of district organization level contracts. We have, like the state of Maryland, we are the top provider in the state of Maryland for certification, which is our educational aspect of how you run your classes and teams in the weight room.
You're right.
We have a lot of contracts and progress going in that direction. Now, why I tell you that is because in history, when we started this back in the 70s, the only teams that were using, and this is college, everybody all the way down, that were using the weight room were football teams.
Right.
So football became our biggest market, which is, of course, a very good market because it's also your biggest spending market.
Correct.
But what's changed over time is that now schools have found out and trust that the weight training or weight room environment is very positive to dealing with youth and injury prevention and performance gains and, you know, your curricular structure, all that kind of stuff. So that's been our transition, and that is going very positively because, like I say, we have a lot of schools that are solely using Bigger, Faster, Stronger in the weight room. And like I say, starting in Maryland, we have over 70 schools contracted right now to work with BFS. We just signed up a 15-school district in Seattle. We have a contract in New Mexico that we just signed up. Now, this also includes a lot of individual schools across the whole country, but this is where the district administration is making it mandatory for the use of BFS in a school as opposed to individuals just buying our product and using the program.
Right. So is it almost like a curriculum?
That exactly right, sir. Yes.
Gotcha.
Exactly that's the future.
Okay.
And we just finished a meeting with the head of the developmental process of this overview in the L.A. County School District, which is obviously the second biggest school district in the nation, and that's over 1,500 schools that we would have access to, and we have almost for sure going to get that started correctly. And that's one of the reasons I'm, instead of doing our slow process of rebuilding, I have to be in a potential environment that things could be mandatory that I have.
Right, you just need to be ready.
Exactly. And so that's what I'm kind of looking at. Okay, so that's the BFS side. The Pro Elite side, 50% of the business at Pro Elite is what is controlled at Bigger, Faster, Stronger. Okay, so let's say I do close to $2 million a year there right now. About $1 million of that is to BFS. Now, these are round numbers, of course.
Yeah, right.
Okay. The other $1 million is with our dealer chain across the country. Now, here's what we've had to do in the last basically four-year process of buying out my partners and restructuring everything. At Pro Elite, we've had to, and this is our manufacturing facility,
mm-hmm.
where in the past we basically produced one line of equipment.
Okay.
It was sold at Bigger, Faster, Stronger and dealers across the country. And that worked out pretty good because it was a kind of an intermediate line and the market was such that we didn't have to do much more in terms of competition because our sales were pretty good.
Right.
Now what's happened is because of competition and predominantly what's taken place in China and price points and that environment, because we had the opportunity to go to China product and I just didn't want to do it. I wanted to stay with American made.
Right.
And I feel pretty good about that decision in terms of the quality and the control and the service and all those kinds of things. So what we have now at the Pro Elite level, and again, this has been a restructuring with new ownership and going through this whole process, but now we have five different lines of equipment that we sell, and three of those lines are offered in two different gauges of steel. And I don't know how familiar you are with gauges of steel and the strength of the steel based upon the fitness industry, but basically you have what's called 11-gauge steel, which is industrial strength steel that's used by almost all, like Life Fitness, you know, everybody at that level. And we compete with them, you know, basically our product is better than theirs. We're just not as big as they are.
Okay.
You know, that type of thing. Because they do a lot of shipping in from China, and so they don't have the control of custom features as we do.
Right.
Now, that's the one level, not now. So here we have all these designs that we finally have done. We have them all designed out, jigged up, and all the manufacturing process so we don't make mistakes. And we're looking really good that way. And that's just finished since we started about 3 months ago where we had everything finished on our design side.
That's the 11-gauge?
On the 11-gauge. Now, that all those 11-gauge pieces are also designed in 7-gauge. Now, 7-gauge is a much heavier steel, and there's a lot of people that want to buy and get that kind of steel just for the idea of being heavy-duty. It's massive overkill. No one in the world is going to overlift 11-gauge, but that's just how the market is.
Yeah.
Some people want that real heavy-duty stuff. So we have that. So within the five designs, three of the designs also come in 7-gauge. So that's really 8 lines
right.
of equipment.
Okay.
So the way we work, we don't mass produce. We produce per order.
Okay.
So what I've had to do is restructure everything, all our old inventory, basically had to be sold out and rebuilt. And that was one of the processes. So the last 2 years, you know, I show losses at Bigger, Faster, Stronger. And I had a gain last year in 15 at Pro Elite. But Bigger, Faster, Stronger is going to take a little longer because of the inventory losses that I sustained. Because I used to carry anywhere from $300 to $1 million, depending upon time of year. I don't do that anymore because of the way we build and produce. I still have an inventory part in both businesses. We have a stock line in Bigger, Faster, Stronger, which is under one color scheme, black and gray. We stock that, and we carry about $200,000 to $300,000 of that inventory in-house here. And then we have another inventory process on the Pro Elite side, which we are building up now, which is called raw stock, meaning that I will have built a certain amount of our highest selling products to a certain level of completion that will allow us, instead of taking an order and having 4 to 5 weeks of turn time,
right,
I can turn that product in about 2 weeks.
Okay, so it's kind of like partially ready?
Exactly. So, and that's of our main selling, you know, high production pieces. And that, in the last year and a half, has been part of the process of our cost of goods being so high because I had to build up that inventory and redo things and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So that's kind of where, so right now I'm in a position where I'm ready for the market again, and the market has to be knowledgeable of what we offer, basically.
Okay.
And that's where part of the funds would be used, is for marketing. I produce a magazine that goes out every other month. And then I obviously I have a catalog that we sent nationally out, and we have not had a full line catalog go out for 2 years because of the rebuilding process.
Okay.
So that, obviously based upon sales and just making sure my product line was where I wanted it before I went to market with it again, and making sure that my customers, obviously I had this stuff online too, but you still need, in the school market, you still need to have that physical catalog go out also.
Right.
So that's kind of where I am at this point. And then keeping in mind that the word-of-mouth development of Bigger, Faster, Stronger obviously has got a 40-year history to it, and thus the contacts in the district organization and curricular process, and the Baltimore County School District helped that in Maryland, which word of mouth helped us get the deal with the L.A. County School District because those people know each other.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So now, just from the standpoint of demographics, now I market nationally. If this, which I am pretty confident of, if this process goes well with the L.A. County School District, and I'm hoping to get my first order from them, and then we have a demonstration that takes place that will be managed and monitored throughout the system, and that's hopefully going to take place in January or late December, depending upon how this ordering process goes. But once they order the package, which is about an $18,000 package, the next order is for 50 schools, and then they have, the next order is going to be for 500 schools.
So the
until
first,
they have whole, yeah. So now this is over two, 3 year period. See.
Okay. So the first order is kind of like their trial.
Yes, the first order is a singleton. We're doing it at one school, one presentation, and
okay.
But that's basically a package of I think it's almost $18,000.
Okay.
And then the next ordering process, and obviously that would be my gross revenue. But I do pretty well off of that based upon the products and what's involved with that, and service and presentation and
okay,
you know, that aspect of programming. So that's consequently why I'm even talking to you guys at the bank to try to see where I can go with this, because about $100,000 to $200,000 would help solidify this growth prospect in a shorter period of time, to make sure I was ramped up correctly, because I've already done a lot of good stuff on new equipment, but I need backups. Like, for example, my compressor just went down.
Okay.
And a new compressor is like $15,000, but I should have I need a backup system on that, because inevitably there's always problems.
Right, of course.
So with a backup and a new system, I could be into it for, you know, $25,000 just on that, you know, part of manufacturing as far as equipment. And that's not counting my saw. I mean, like I bought a bender, a it's a hydraulic bender where I bend steel.
Right.
That's brand new. I bought it from used, but I spent $90,000 on just that one product as far as equipment. And you know how that, I have not ramped up. I have it paid for now, but I have not ramped up my marketing on that product line because the product line was not done based upon my need in terms of the jigs, the designs, and the whole product line for that, you know, equipment.
Right.
I have that all done now. And that's just one example. That's one of our lines that are finished now. And I actually, this weekend, I have a home show here in Salt Lake City, and I will be presenting that line, which will be, I know, very well received because I've had some test marketing on it already. But in any case, there's, you know, a lot of, you know, things that I have in place, obviously, over time. And now I'm in a position where what I have to do is to really solidify a timeline with my vendors because here's the bottom line issue of my overall business.
Uh-huh.
Most vendors I have to deal with on a net 30-day environment.
Got
my
it.
My average pay time is between 60 and 90 days with schools. They always pay, but they pay late.
Right, okay.
And so I don't want my vendor relationship, because they get very nervous if I start getting out with them, and I'm out with a few of them right now based upon the school process, and that would not be good if I have to ramp up and have more product, raw product, for production. That's my biggest single issue, because if the orders come in, it's going to take, by the time I get an order, I have, let's say I have 30 to 60 days to pay for the raw product, but in that 30 to 60 day, because of the multiplicity of things that are on the order, from the things we produce here to the things that have to be drop shipped in terms of bars, plates, other auxiliary things that are used in the weight room, there's a coordinated effort based upon a purchase order that comes in that we have to manage relative to a timing between payables and receivables.
Right.
And I had that 60 to 90 day turn time from point of invoice. And then I have everything before I invoice, a lot of times I paid for. Because
okay.
of the term. So that's where my biggest concern is relative to this growth thing taking place, because I just run out of cash flow.
Gotcha. So, yeah, so you don't need any of this money for new equipment quite yet. Your problem is just the capital?
Predominantly is capital for growth relative to developing my inventory.
Right.
But within that timeline, and that timeline can be 3 to 6 months from now.
Right.
That time, I'm going to have to look at equipment purchases.
Gotcha.
To maximize that, you know, development correctly, because I don't want to waste money on not having the right equipment out there and then slow down my production, because
right.
my production dictates, obviously, people get upset.
Right. I don't want that to happen.
Right, and so I've got all these plans in place based upon what if this happens,
uh-huh.
but I need to have my banking line set up too also.
Gotcha. Okay, so then sounds like we just need to start with some working capital just in order to get your inventory up.
That's so, basically the biggest thing I need right now.
Okay. And how much do you think you're going to need?
Anywhere in the range of $100,000 to $200,000.
Okay. And then...
It's not an exorbitant amount, but it is... You know, it's something that would be very substantial in terms of my business and the size we're at right now. And then
right.
my payback I'd like to have on that is like a 5-year note would be ideal for my cash flow issues.
Ideal 5-year note. Okay. Yep. Got that. What about what are your general annual sales, your top line revenue?
Right now, my and again, I don't have them my tax returns in front of me, but basically, what you're looking at last year on Bigger, Faster, Stronger.
Uh-huh.
We had. Let me just, I can get a quick number here for you from,
sure.
I've got one spot here. I think I can find something that'll give you a little, okay. Last year at Bigger, Faster, Stronger, we had about 3 million.
Okay, cool.
And then really at Prolete, now this is off the P&L statement that I'm just looking at, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at Prolete we had 1.6 million approximately.
1.6 million. Okay. Yeah, so right off the bat, so typically with our working capital, we free up 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. And mm-hmm. So with that three million from Bigger, Faster, Stronger, I don't think we should have any problem getting you that 100 to 200 that you need just to get the inventory going. Do you know? Let me see here. It's a breakdown of cost research. I guess yeah. So you just kind of roughly you're thinking just to get inventory going, it's gonna be about anywhere from 100 to 200 thousand K.
Yeah, that would be very positive.
Okay, cool. And when did you need this by?
Well, I would like to get it by the end of the month, if possible. Then I can, because what I start doing is I start in November, when I start getting busier. Right now, football is still my biggest market.
Uh-huh.
So I'm still in the football season. But once November hits, everybody wants their stuff, you know, a lot quicker. And then, like I say, I have these couple contracts I'm working with, that specific one and the one that scares me the most is the LA County School District.
Gotcha. When is that coming up?
Well, we're in negotiations right now, and like I say, the first outing on that looks like I'm going to guess it's going to be in January.
Okay.
Where the presentation starts, and then, but see, my concern is if I get that, January is also
meet the
when
demand.
I start. Yeah, I have all my other issues with my other, you know, exposure nationally, and I have these five new lines going out that I'm going to be advertising, and all of a sudden, what if I have a 20% increase in need for production?
Right, right. So you want to be ready.
Yeah.
And gotcha.
I definitely foresee that happening, because once the elections get done,
mm-hmm.
the school markets get more solid, because there's not a lot of ambiguity based
right.
on budgets and things. And so you know the game. That's once we get
right.
done with all this political stuff, things change in the markets because we know what's going to happen.
Right, right. Well, yeah, no. Just based off the information you've given me so far, definitely sounds like we can help you out, especially with that initial capital just to get your inventory flowing. You said you have a meeting coming up real soon.
Yes, I do. I'm actually they're waiting for me now. So
okay,
I need to get going on that.
Is it possible to let my a more senior underwriter give you a call when you're done with that meeting, just to maybe solidify this deal a little more?
Sure, absolutely. That'd be fine. Give me about an hour, maybe make it an hour and 15 minutes.
Hour and 15. So we're looking. Sorry, are you on mountain time?
Yeah, right now I'm at 8:58 here.
Okay, so maybe we'll shoot for 11-ish.
That would be great. That'd be great.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I can have him do that. And yeah, I'll just give you a call back at this number around 11, and I'll have a little more sorted out by then.
Okay, very good, sir.
Right.
I appreciate
it. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.